constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, February 11th, 2026 edition. State Representative Ann Boland yesterday suggested that funding should be tied to compliance when it comes to our federal elections. Boland's statement came yesterday in response to U.S. Congresswoman Mary Miller, Republican of Illinois, question about what steps Congress should take to ensure that states like Michigan and Illinois are fulfilling their responsibilities to maintain and clean up accurate qualified voter files. Boland said, in Michigan, we have very decentralized elections. And while the Secretary of State wants to take over much of this, we do need partners. I do think that that's what this act can do, relegate the authority back to our local clerks in referencing the MEGA Act, Make Elections Great Again, which was the topic of yesterday's testimony before the United States Committee on House Administration, which oversees the authority of federal elections. While testifying in Congress, Boland, state representative from Michigan, said, if there is funding, I think the funding should be tied to compliance. And unfortunately, I mean, I know we don't want to tie funding, but as a chair of appropriations in my state, especially in split government, these would be some common sense reforms that Washington could implement. We should be all on board trying to allow people to vote, but make sure that they're legally able to vote, said Boland. Well, the MEGA Act, H.R. 7300 of 2026, would implement what supporters call common sense reforms, like, for example, voter identification requirements, clean voter rolls, and citizenship verifications nationwide. Democrats, however, say the bill is Republicans' way of appeasing President Donald Trump about control to silence those who do not agree with his policies. Well, as a former, former clerk, Boland advocated for photo ID requirements, citizenship verification at time of registration, and maintaining accurate voter rolls. She also stressed the importance of paper ballots, a strict chain of custody, and adequate funding for elections. Also in Washington was State Representative Rochelle Smith. She is the chair of the House Oversight Committee on Elections, and Sarah Leitner, Republican from Springport. They sat behind Boland as she testified. U.S. Congressman Terry Sewell, Democrat of Alabama, who said today's voter suppression agenda is simply designed to appease President Trump. He questioned the speakers about the number of fraudulent votes occurring in their respective states. She didn't pause so that Bowling could answer. Instead, she quoted information from the Heritage Foundation, referencing Michigan specifically. The Democrat from Alabama said it's 19 cases out of 64,520,000 ballots that were cast. Nobody should be fooled by what's going on here today. The only thing mega about this bill is that it's mega voter suppression. The rate of voter fraud is almost non-existent relative to the total number of ballots cast in each election. Well, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, whose office did not return a message seeking comment, has maintained that Michigan's elections are safe and secure. And she even recently refuted Macomb County Clerk's claims that a jury list was chock full of non-U.S. citizens who are also on the voter rolls. Well, Bowen said she was puzzled by that suggestion that there's not a lot of fraud. Why would we wait for fraud to occur in order to protect against it, she asked. If there's no accountability, then we will never have fair elections. Well, very quickly, when they had time, U.S. Congressman Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, and Stephanie Bice, Republican of Oklahoma, questioned Bowen about whether protecting the integrity of voter rolls is considered necessary and lawful. A reference to Benson's response to the federal government's request for Michigan's voter information. Bowen said Benson's interpretation of state law has aggravated the situation, adding that it led to a lot of disruption during the 2020 election. She said Benson's definition of protecting the voter rolls is obviously not protecting our rolls. We do not know that our Secretary of State has a history of making up her own laws. We do know, that our Secretary of State has a history of making up her own laws, Bowen said. However, she's not a legislator. Well, again, U.S. District Judge Hala Jarboo dismissed the U.S. Department of Justice lawsuit against Benson seeking unredacted voter rolls information, which, according to her, includes personal information such as dates of birth and Social Security numbers. That isn't true. Call your local clerk. Call your county clerk. Ask them if your Social Security number is on their qualified voter files, if it's in the poll book. Ask them that. It's not. But that's what the judge used to dismiss the case. So we'll continue to follow this story and see where this case goes. Let's talk about this. And Patriot Pat had a comment about this as well. Data center development to be a boon for Michigan economy and job growth. A study commissioned by Consumers Energy released on Tuesday projects that the data center development in Michigan will create thousands of jobs and infuse billions of dollars into our state's economy. The projections come amid mounting opposition to the construction of data centers nationwide. Much of it is over concerns that it'll lead to higher utility costs and sap water resources. According to Bridge Michigan, at least 19 Michigan municipalities have approved or proposed moratoriums on data center developments. State officials have joined into the fray as well. Attorney General Dana Nessel said in a statement last week that regulators should reassess their approval for the Selene data center development planned by tech giants Oracle and OpenAI that's set to be powered by Michigan-based utility company DTE. Well, Pat had a great idea. Why don't we put these in the UP? Build these up there, create a boom of construction jobs and permanent jobs. You know what? Here's the thing. Data centers built in the UP with mini nuclear or hydrogen power and have the ability for unlimited cooling using their hydro. Do you know, folks, well water in the UP, especially on the north edge, closest to Lake Superior, comes out of the ground too cold for a well-connect unit, a Giro hybrid thermal unit, to operate? There's not enough heat in the groundwater. Down here in the lower peninsula and on the eastern part of the UP, St. Ignace, Pickford, areas like that, the groundwater comes out of the ground at 52 degrees. Up there in the UP, we tried to do it. We actually, you remember Rich Foley back in the day? Unfortunately, he passed away a couple years ago. Well, guess what? Came out of the ground at 42 degrees. There was no energy to steal, use from it, compress it, boil it, and put it into the houses. Couldn't use them up there. Well, if the water is that cold out of the ground, run it through these data centers and have them put it back into the ground. Basically using geothermal cooling to cool these data centers. And if every one of these data centers produced their own energy where they weren't tied into the grid, there's no need to buy the power from DTE. Donald Trump said yesterday on his interview with Kudlow, he said AI and data centers will use double the energy we currently have in the electric grid. We've got to figure out a way to power these things without tapping into the consumer's grid. Absolutely agree with them 100%. And, Pat, I love your idea. Put them up in the UP. Absolutely. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing, people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Got on board.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of today's show, getting to some housekeeping text messages. Steve in Gatesville, he confirms what I just said. He lives in the southeast area of the UP. My groundwater coming out of the ground is at 47.2 degrees. After running through my well connect unit, it goes back into the ground at 33.3, barely making it. Because if you hit 32 or lower, it freezes and the whole thing stops working. There's no water flow. You got to have water flow. And when we did some testing up there in the UP, Copper Mountain area, trying to remember which client it was. I forget. Well, anyway, Rich said they did a test. Groundwater was coming out of the ground at like 40 degrees. After the well connect unit stole basically about 9, 10 degrees of the water temperature, it froze up. It was coming out at 30, 31. Wouldn't work. So they couldn't do it. Let me check my unit real quick. Now, we're here in Antrim County. Our groundwater coming out of the ground is at 50.6 and is going back into the ground at 38.1. This is as of right now. Let me update this here, refresh that. Yeah, same numbers, basically 50.3 going in the ground at 37.1. And for basically 10 days of February, folks, just to give you an example, we're not done with the full 11th day of February. But the first 10 days and up till almost noon here today, we've saved 51.8 gallons of propane. So basically about 5 gallons a day savings by having a well-connect unit heat our home and the studio. So you can give them a call. Well Connect is over in Alpena. They are doing direct sales now. They have so many customers that are referring their friends, family, and neighbors. They stopped needing to advertise on radio years ago. And they're doing direct sales to their customer referrals. So WellConnectSaves.com. And they are still operating. They have dealers now across the entire state and in other states as well. They're doing really great, and we love our unit. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Finally, one quick little short story add-on. that this boon for Michigan economy, just to wrap this up real quick, one of the things that they're looking at is economic impact. There's three different size of data centers, each one requiring different amounts of power. There's 16 gigawatts, which is huge, 100 megawatts, and then 20 megawatts. Hypothetically, centers in this study would operate for up to 40 years. They are liquid cooled and take respectively 2, 3, and 5 years to build. The study shows that property tax revenues to the municipalities where these construction of data centers would range from $21.8 billion to $1.4 billion, depending on the size and longevity of the facility. The dollars could be spent on police, fire, and public safety, school funding, school debt, libraries, county roads, among other community benefits. So, pretty interesting, the numbers that they are quoting in this story about them, data centers being a boon for the Michigan economy. Operationally, they claim that there could be anywhere from 2,500 to 180,000 construction jobs created. Again, depending on the size and the number. Well, it's been a very, very hot topic. And the NIMBY folks, not in my backyard, are coming out in droves to fight it. Rod says, why not stick it down in Detroit? That's where they use it. Also, we all know that the jobs will not last. Construction jobs, maybe, but then we're stuck with this garbage. I say let the people vote on it. Bring it up in your community and see what happens. My biggest concern is them tapping into our electric grid. They have got to absolutely produce their own on-site power. You power your own facility, that, go for it. I have no problem taking the groundwater out, cooling the centers, and putting it back in the underground water aquifers, but then you have got to produce your, generate your own electricity. And if you end up producing too much, put it back in the grid. Donate it to the local grid in your community. There's ways to do it. It can be done. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Jason Tunney from 11 to 11:30. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise their rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it,